The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. Our pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
the disturbing clay figure that is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him.
Yeah, boy, these... These clay figures, they are very unsettling. Like, it's like... it's not Uncanny Valley, it's like before Uncanny Valley. Like, it's right. Just everyone in this movie is kind of disturbing and ugly in a way that is maybe compelling, but...
even the things that aren't dead.
Right. So, yeah, we're talking about the claymation comedy House of Horrors.
Right, from 1991, back in the day.
Yeah, so this is from Will Vinton Studios.
As we've said off the air, the same one that did the California Raisins Christmas special.
Yeah. Yeah, that I had never seen this particular thing. Apparently he had a couple specials that involved these same characters, the
Wilshire
the pig and Sheldon the snail. Yeah. This was kind of his like sort of pet project, but yeah, he was also well known for the California Raisins and also a deeply important to me in my childhood movie called Dinosaurs with an exclamation mark at the end. This was this movie that had like live action sequences starring Fred Savage, but then it also had claymation dinosaurs.
That thing. Oh shit. And like, I thought you were talking about the Don Bluth movie, the dinosaurs in Central Park or whatever.
Oh yeah. No, this is a weird one because it's got live action, it's got claymation, and then it also has regular animation and some sequences, and there's a rock and roll song called Mesozoic Mind that was like, when I was a kid, I thought was like the best song ever written. I looked it up, you can find it on YouTube. I listened to it yesterday and had a great time.
Okay, still the banger.
yeah, absolutely.
All right, hell yeah.
The cartoon dinosaurs singing about the Mesozoic era. I was digging it.
The 80s were a weird fucking time, right?
They really were, yeah. Mm-hmm. But in this case, instead, we have pigs, little claymation pigs, and they're sort of weird story here.
So let's start. Halloween, a long time ago.
Yeah, we've got a dark and stormy night and a castle on the side of a mountain. We'll find out that it's home of Victor
Frankenschwein.
Yes. And he has a business card indicating that he is a doctor of mad science.
Listen, they've got to have a doctorate of something there.
Yeah. I support mad science PhDs. Yeah.
Listen, that keeps us going, right?
And you know, of course, he's ready to prove everybody wrong that his science is good. And we get like credits kind of like going over sort of like lab footage. You know, he's like got beakers and, you know, our
weird
normal mad science stuff.
Weird heads that they're just opening their mouths to the sound of the beat, I guess.
Yeah. It's good classic stuff. And then at the end of the credits, we're in a different time, in a different place. We've got two pigs and a snail who are friends and they're working on... like refurbishing carnival rides.
Right. Well, I like how Wilshire. He's like, we came out here all to this godforsaken forest. This is a kid's thing, calling something godforsaken.
Right.
If that tells you how lawless, like you could get away with cussing back then, right?
In kid shows.
But yeah, and the idea of we're going to refurbish this, amusement ride that basically shakes the money out of people.
Right. This is their like get rich quick scheme. They're going to have a sketchy carnival. And
the victim's Vince, the pig.
Yeah. He gets in the ride and they're going to like test it out. And he gets like just launched into the stratosphere and this, you know, cart comes loose of the track or whatever.
Right. And there's a big hole in the ground now. And, Wilbur's like, hey, Sheldon, go pick up all the change, buddy.
And while he's digging around, he finds the long-lost journal of Victor Frankenschwein. Then we get this thing.
He turns into a fucking ad for the thing, for the journal.
And yeah, his head turns into a TV.
Yeah, it shows events that happened.
Yeah, it's really just an excuse to kind of have a lore dump, but like without, basically...
They're like, yeah. We got 30 minutes, or sorry, we got 20 minutes to air this motherfucker. We're going to just cut as much as we can. So long story made short, Victor made a monster, peasants attacked, Victor got struck by lightning, monster got lost.